Welcome to Heart, Hustle, and Humor, a show for dedicated, hardworking, fun entrepreneurs and business owners who want to build a business bigger than their own satisfaction. We all know heart got you started, hustle made it happen, and humor got you through it. This is the only place you can get inspired and motivated by my guests who are using the trifecta of heart, hustle, and humor in their business. It's time to dream higher. Today's episode is brought to you by Kaleidoscope Media Services. Kaleidoscope Media Services helps professionals scale their business by adding digital products for success. I'm your host, Dr. T. Welcome to another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. And guess what? I have Meredith Yinger in studio with me. Welcome, Meredith.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I am so excited because this is just really exciting because the work you're doing has so many implications to the environment today and what you're doing. But of course, I have to tell them about you and SheTV Media. First of all, listen, Meredith is the co-founder and lead director of SheTV Media, the female-led award-winning video production company dedicated to telling empowering and positive stories through commercials, documentaries, and specifically narratives. I had the pleasure of meeting Meredith and her business partner, Natalie, when they were actually on location filming the event. But even better than that, I had the pleasure of working with them on a collaborative project, actually for one of our dear friends, Catherine Gray, who was creating an e-learning course and was doing some interviews, and they were there to film it while we were producing the e-learning course for her. SheTV Media has worked with a number of high-end clients. I couldn't list them all here, but listen, Meredith and Natalie work diligently with companies that promote women and equality in the workplace. And she has worked with the likes of Keller Williams, Creative Talent Network, and yes, TEDx. That is huge. We are just so happy to have you in studio with us, Meredith. And you know, we're all about heart, hustle, and humor here. So yeah. I know you got into this business for a very specific reason. Tell us why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So, wow. How much time do you have? I'm just kidding. Ultimately, I got into this business wanting to tell stories that weren't told before, or stories about people that are often overlooked, you know, not the status quo. There's so much regurgitation in our media and in the stereotypes that we are constantly just unknowingly seeing and perpetuating, right? So it's like we're not even aware of some of them sometimes. it's that deep. And I just figured, you know what, in order to change the media, you've got to become the media. You've got to be making all of the content decisions from, you know, ideation all the way through distribution. And so that's really kind of why we got started with SheTV Media.
Yeah. And you talk a lot. Yeah. Because you are really working on projects that are meant to significantly change how people are thinking. Mm-hmm. And how are you doing that? Telling that story from the heart and bringing it out on video?
Yeah, that's quite a process that we go through, but we always think about who are we trying to tell the story about? Who is this meant to reach, right? Like, what are they trying to accomplish? What makes them run? Why are they so passionate about what they do? And that kind of translates across commercials, docs, and narratives. At least in our approach, it's very much a human doc style approach to every single one of our projects, just because we don't want to put robots on camera. We want people that are being authentically themselves, because that's who you want to work with and know and like and be friends with, you know, in the real world.
Yes, that is very true. Yeah, I spend a lot of time, you know, talking about the end result, right? What's that transformation? And I think that's where you're going for, is at the end of whatever your process is that particular transformation. Do you think in our environment that video has become, it's been a way to engage people differently?
Yes, I think especially since the start of the pandemic, people have kind of looked at video differently. Whereas before it was maybe like not necessarily built into a marketing strategy or built into your everyday life. When the pandemic happened and we were all at home watching everything, that was the only way we got information, news, like, you know, updates, how you were engaging with brands. You were watching commercials on Instagram, you know, you were watching masterclasses, you know, it, and then video just kind of exploded from there because it's the easiest, most efficient, but also best way just to get people's attention.
I love it. Easiest, best way to get people's attention, right?
Yeah.
How do you have this balance? Like, you know, we work with a lot of coaches, consultants, authors, speakers. It's very easy to come across authentic when you're on stage because you have that engagement. But how do you bring out that in other people when they're on, you know, behind that camera, that little green light they're looking at? How are you bringing that, the personality out?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It depends. It depends on the person too. You know, it's hard to go from being on set, you know, all the time and having that one-on-one connection and then going to Zoom directing, you know, and having that. But I think that there are benefits. Some people feel more comfortable on a Zoom screen.
Yeah.
And some people get really clammed up in front of a camera, you know? So it's kind of like you just have to find what works best for that individual person. And obviously, when you're on set and in person, it's so much easier for me to be like, let's talk this through, right? Like, this is just you and me. Don't even look at the camera. It's like, yeah, we always say that, like, pretend Natalie's not there, not in a mean way, but Natalie's always like, pretend I'm not here. You know, just because it is that initial like stage fright. And it really just comes down to building a rapport with the person we're working with and making sure that they trust us and know that we have, you know, their best interests in mind.
You can always edit something out if it's not live.
Exactly. So. Yeah. We're in the digital age, remember? Like, just pause, take a breath. You know, we can cut back from the beginning of that sentence.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So true. Completely in this whole digital age, we talk a lot about digitizing yourself. Mm. And that's really, really what it is. So when you help people and they're writing their script, because a lot of what you do is unscripted and scripted, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. How are you helping guide that scripting so it's just those key points that come out?
Yeah. We like to narrow it down. Bullet points work often best for us in that process. We're like, what is your message? Who are you talking to? Where is this going to live? Like, you know, is it going to be an Instagram video versus a commercial? Just kind of keeping that in mind for how you approach the content. And then really, like, if you only had 12 seconds or whatever to get your point across, what would you say?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's tough. If you got an hour, it's pretty easy to write something. But when you start narrowing it down to these just bite-sized nuggets, it gets harder and harder. But the clarity, I think, and the message gets across much better.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can learn to be succinct. It's always better because we have the shortest attention span probably in the history of ever.
Yes, right. Very short attention span. Give me a 10-second video and boom, I'm good to go.
And we're done.
Because we're also doing it on the fly, right?
Right.
We're sitting somewhere, we're looking it up on our phone, you know, we're pulling it up really quick. We have these little chunks of time.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, you started your company over 3 years ago, but you've really hustled. I mean, you've grown your company. I do think there's two reasons. One is you guys are very passionate about what you do. And two, you're very, very talented. But what are you doing around the hustle part?
Yes, hustle. I have mixed feelings on the hustle, as most people do.
Yes.
I think that for myself personally, in terms of growing a business and also just being a filmmaker, then a business owner, you know, second, I think that the way that I approach things in the hustle mindset can at times be detrimental. Just because I get stuck in that like 9 to 6 every, you know, constantly like working beyond those hours, you know, not being able to separate like work and, you know, life, because we are passionate about it and our business is very tied to us as people. So I feel like I've gotten so much better in the last year about just being forced to relook at the hustle and say, how are we doing things and how can we make our lives easier and still accomplish what we want to accomplish? And I think that that's actually helped us grow our business, really, because when we take that mindset of grind out of it and are like, are we happy? Is this something that, like, if we died tomorrow, you know, not to get morbid, but like, is this something that we want our name attached to or something that we're super passionate about? If it's not, okay, maybe we pass, maybe we outsource, you know, maybe we just give this to another team member, and kind of just be more protective of our time within the hustle.
I love that. Be more protective of our time. It's really that focus, because it goes back to, and I know that over the last few years, you got into it and you were growing, you were doing some things, and you really started to refocus, and you're working a lot more with narrative. So tell us a little bit more about why you are starting to focus there and what that actually means.
Yeah. So I know initially and on our website, we have so much different types of content because we do so many different types of content. But ideally, what we want to focus on and what this year's goal is to focus on our documentary project, our feature, Scars Unseen, that we're so jazzed about, and also our TV pilot, which is a narrative, and they're complete opposites, but we really want to focus attention on these because ultimately that's why we started, right? Like, we come from the filmmaking background. We love being on set. We love telling, you know, these types of stories and really just kind of trying to elevate ourselves in getting more of those types of projects. And I also look at it as the more projects we get in that sphere, the more women and minority voices we're able to bring on sets with us, the more people that are in the room, that are at the table, that are making these decisions. So I'm like, the bigger the project that we can make this into, like, the more jazzed I get about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think for all the folks listening, it is okay to refocus. It is okay to say, go back to our roots and look at what we've decided and why our business, you know, it's the oak tree, right? I mean, an oak tree is only as strong as what's in the ground. And it's that foundation and maintaining that foundation while understanding what brings you happiness, coming back to the joy, coming back to working through all of those. And how has it been for you as you've looked at this and as the two of you, you know, you guys have a very great external friends separate from that. You have all these, you know, relationships outside, but coming together as business partners, how has that been? I want to say challenging, but it's not really that it's a challenge, but how have you been able to balance roles and responsibilities while not getting into the minutiae of the hustle?
Yeah, that's a great question. It kind of evolves as the projects evolve too. Like, sometimes it's really, really easy for us to have clear delineation of like, okay, I'm going to do this, you're going to do this. And sometimes it's not. And sometimes we're doing way more things on a project than we normally are. We've seen it firsthand. But like, in terms of our docs and our narratives, we always have like this really great working relationship. When we get on these doc projects or we are on, you know, a film set, we always are on the same page. Like, what do we need to get done? How can we do it creatively? And how can we do it in the best way? And then we just kind of lean into each other's strengths. And I'm like, Natalie, you're so good at this. You know, do this. And then she's like, you're so good at this. You focus on this. And we just constantly remind each other, like, too, in terms of the hustle and not getting, so that we don't overlap and aren't both doing the same task or the same thing. We're like, okay, I'll look over this cut because you don't really need to worry about it. If you have any notes or whatever, tell me now. But otherwise, like, I'll kind of, you know, take over and she'll do that. So it just kind of changes, but reminding each other a lot of like, hey, remember what you're supposed to be doing? And oh, okay, yeah, sorry. And just kind of going with the flow, because you just kind of have to take on a bunch of hats in order to get it done. So
yeah. Well, I know, you know, with Laura and I, you know, we've been business partners for quite some time, and we have the same philosophy. It's like, this is your expertise, this is my expertise.
Yeah.
But then we cross over because we have very, you know, our integrity, our ethics, our values, and we can play off of each other, which just elevates that partnership. And anybody that's kind of a side note here, anybody that's looking to go into a business partnership, it's you really have to have different talents. I think that's what elevates the partnership.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's always good to have a foil.
Yeah, right. a little kind of a little sideways here. I just know that our listeners are thinking, okay, what's it really like to be doing a documentary? What's it really like? Like, we see all these documentaries, but what's it really like being on set? So can you tell us?
Yeah. Specifically for our documentary Scars Unseen, we've been working on this project since 2019. Mm. It's now 2022. Okay. These things take a long time. That's one thing that we take for granted. I think as like the public looking in, they're like, oh, it's so fast. And it's just like quick. And now it's on Netflix and whatever. It's like, no. There was like 3,000 hours of blood, sweat, and tears that went into this that you're not seeing. And especially in the doc world, you know, you could be following a subject for multiple years, right? Like you could be doing check-ins. It could be like this long, you know, process. And I think a lot of that isn't seen. But also what's not seen is like the beauty of making a documentary, I think, in having that human connection where you are just having these people share their souls with you. And that was something that I wasn't 100% prepared for when we got into this project, because it is a very difficult topic, right? We are asking these women, just to give you, I know you know, but just to give the listeners an idea, Scars Unseen is a Triumph of the Human Spirit documentary following three women that have overcome domestic violence, and asking someone to rehash and relive traumatic experiences can be traumatizing. Mm-hmm. And it can also be very heavy for everyone involved. I am very much so an empath. Like if someone is crying, I cry. If someone is sharing this with me, it does affect me, and it affects everyone on the crew too. And I think that kind of just gives a gravitas. Is that even the right word?
Yep.
A heaviness to, but not in a bad way, a heaviness in terms of like a reverence of how you're treating these stories and this project. And I think that's why documentary filmmakers do what they do. You know, it might take 5 years, but the takeaway from that and the experience of having another person, you know, guts spilled and shared with you, that's like an honor to me. And I feel like we take it very seriously. And that's another thing that we want this to be seen by so many people, because we're like, they deserve to have their voices heard. You know, this story needs to be out on HBO, on Netflix, you know, in the educational sector. And so that's really what we're working on right now in terms of trying to acquire distribution so that more people can see it and hear it.
Yeah. It's what do you say after that? Because I think that's so powerful. It is about getting that message out, the awareness, but the effect that it has on you, you know, everybody that's involved, it's greater than just you putting something together. Like, you know, regular films, you know, you hear about some of these films, you know, in 12 weeks. That's right. Not what a documentary is. It's digging in and it's taking the time to tell the story, to make that transition of learning and understanding and empathy. I just admire people like you and Natalie who are going for and taking the time, even though you started in 2019. It's and by the way, just to the for the listeners, I've known about this project for a while. It's magnificent. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to sit, you know, in a room with other people and watch it and just really take it in. And so super, super exciting. So actually it's a bizarre transition, but it's kind of a good transition because, you know, taking that moment of thinking how hard it is, sometimes we have to bring in the laughter and the humor to all of it too. How do you do that in your life and in your business? Bring some of that humor.
I think if I didn't have a sense of humor, I don't know where I would be, quite honestly. I think about this all the time. I'm like, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're missing out. For one, I just think you're missing out because we take things so seriously, and sometimes we don't need to. Certain things, yes, we need to take very seriously. But then there's, you know, there's a moment for laughter, right? It's like that finding that balance. And I think you just have to look at things like with a grain of salt, you know. And Natalie and I also, we love to laugh. That's kind of, you know, I mean, you know, this is what we do. We want to enjoy the process. And so many people in like film and in the entertainment industry, they take themselves so seriously. And it's like, and that's like, okay, great. But honestly, are you, you know, like you're human, right? You make mistakes. You don't really need to take yourself that seriously. Like we get it. You're a big deal. But I think that we kind of bring that different approach to it. And like, we want to make it fun and a positive experience to be on set. You know, it doesn't have to be so strict and severe, you know, and like everyone's taking themselves so seriously that they can't even enjoy the project, because I'm like, we're freaking making movies. You know, like it's different if it's open heart surgery, but we are freaking making movies or commercials. It's like, it's got to be a good time, you know? Why not?
Love it. Why not? Well, and it is, you're not just using those words, because I know I've been with you when you're, you know, in the thick of the filming of it, and you're in it. And I know, like, all of a sudden I walk in a room, you see me, you kind of stop, we walk over, hug each other. How's it going? What's up? You know, we have that brief moment of connecting. And I do believe that is what elevates you as somebody behind the camera, because you do relate to people. And you have that personality and you're fun. And it makes people feel so engaged with you, so that when you are behind the camera, we kind of know who you are.
Yeah. It's like, you know what you're getting right off the bat.
Well, that is true. We knew.
I don't know if you were prepared, but you knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I also do think when you're doing a documentary and you're looking for people to heal, or you're through your narratives, I mean, there is something about the levity and the fun and the laughter to help with the healing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all laughed so hard that we've cried, right?
Yeah. And there's something to say about healing medicine, you know, laughter is very healing and it can come in different ways, but it's just a therapeutic process that we all need more of.
Yeah, definitely. You have so much going on over at SheTV Media. And right now, you know, you are on top of building your branded commercial content for clients, producing, you know, some web series, doing this documentary. You're also building your own streaming platform. What else do you have going on over there?
Yeah, right now we are very focused on getting distribution for our TV pilot, The Madams, which sounds like an easy feat, but it is quite the process. Similarly, we are also looking to pre-sell our documentary. And these are kind of hurdles that as a company, we have yet to overcome. And it's kind of like, until you do the first one, until you have those conversations, until you make that first deal, you don't have that experience. You don't have the knowledge. And I think that's what we're really pushing against and for right now. It's kind of like this back and forth, you know, chicken or the egg scenario. So that's what we're really trying to focus on. And we're excited to have that happen so that we can share the process with people that don't know how it works, you know, and just kind of continue to pass that along, because it is very much this like elusive side of the entertainment industry. And we're just kind of trying to chip away at it.
Yeah. And that just goes to show how, what your business is about, the culture of your business, the passion the two of you have over there at SheTV Media. When it's important, you do it, you move forward, and then you figure out the steps and you just keep pushing. And I have no doubt you are going to continue to be extremely successful in what you're doing. And how do people get in contact with you? How do they make a connection with you?
Oh, thank you. First of all, you just made my day. But second of all, people can check out our website, shetv.me. You can also send us an email at info@shetv.me. Go straight to us and we can get in contact that way. You can also follow us on LinkedIn. We're very active on the LinkedIn sphere and on Instagram at SheTV Media.
So check them out. We've already said it's so important to understand video. It's important to support people who are helping with this inclusion and equity and diversity. We need to support this. So reach out, info@shetvmedia, all right? Or connect on Instagram and LinkedIn with them. If you get a chance to be in the same room with the two of them, it's well worth the even if you have to sneak in, it's well worth meeting the two of them. Both of you are just wonderful. And Meredith, you know, thank you again for taking the time out of your crazy busy day to come and spend it with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much. And I can't wait to work with you again.
Yes, it's going to happen. No. Well, this has been another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. If you make sure you're liking it, share it, get it out there. We want people to hear all about having heart, hustle, and humor to run your business. #DreamHire. Until next time. Are you a professional looking to take your business to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go to KaleidoscopeMediaServices.com. Check it out. And if you feel you are ready, then set up a time to talk to me and my co-founder, Laura Neubauer. I'm your host, Dr. T. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends.